turn that way, you're causing it to drown. It doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it to drown. Silence knows you can't drown.
That was good old Jay Farrar there from Sunvolt singing Drown from their 1995 album Trace. Got it rocking there. We started off the set with a really unique album. I just learned about this. Thought it was interesting, especially being here in San Francisco. With the song called Come Out Singing by Lavender Country off their 1973, folks, 1973 album of the same name. Check this out. This is based out of Seattle, Washington. The band originally consisted of lead singer and guitarist Patrick Haggerty. Unfortunately, passed away back in October of last year. And this album was recognized by institutions as a, maybe you caught the theme there in the lyrics, but it was recognized by the Country Music Hall of Fame as the first country music album with an openly gay theme. And that was Lavender Country's self-titled 1973 album. It's one of the most unexpected LPs ever released in the early 70s, especially. There's a lot of other... There's glam rock was really popular then, and all sorts of other sexually adventurous type music, I guess you could say. But certainly not gay music, or music that spoke to the gay community. And as you all know, the country music is primarily a conservative genre, so it's wild. You should check that album out. There's a lot of interesting and out there themes there in a country music vein, so check that out. That's Lavender Country. And then we went into No Honky Tonks by the Bastard Sons of Johnny Cash off their 2013 album, New Old Story. It's interesting, maybe you've heard of this band, they're from San Diego. They received permission from Johnny Cash to use the name in their band, and he even let the band, the Bastard Sons of Johnny Cash, record their first album, which was called Walk Alone, at Cash's home in Henderson, Tennessee, at the old stamp of approval from the man himself. And then we went down to New Zealand with the song Safety in Crosswords from Look Blue Go Purple, and that was off their 1990 album Look Go Blue Purple compilation. Interesting. This is a genre that I didn't even know existed. You learn something every day here on Radio Valencia, also putting these shows together. Look Blue Go Purple were a New Zealand alternative rock band from Dunedin, which they were active from 1983 to 87, and recognized as part of the second wave of the Dunedin, I'm going to say it's what, that's how you pronounce it, sound, which was a style of indie pop music created in the southern New Zealand university city of Dunedin in the early 80s. It wasn't the first wave, it was the second wave. There, you learn something every day there. So go check them out if you enjoyed that. All right, I am your Sully. The show is Sufficient Grounds. You're listening to RadioValencia.fm. I want to thank everybody for sticking around with me here. And we're going to be here till noon when Marco comes in with his Stranded playlist. Stick around for that. It's always a lot of fun. Enjoy the show. Get you hopping here on your Sunday. So let's move it along here. What do we got coming up here next in the old hopper? Oh, you like the Pixies? Yeah, I do. Let's listen to some Pixies together then on your RadioValencia.fm.
About the past. hospitalized for approaching perfection.
When the heroes callin'. speaking. Little man, little man, I wear your clothes, but they don't fit me. Trying to be what I should be. The spoken word of being lied to. A broken word and what you end up tied to.
Yeah, that was Matt Arthur, who's a Minneapolis, Minnesota musician. And you can catch him playing at the 331 Club every Monday night. And that song we heard was Brighter Tomorrow, off his 2018 album, On the Edge. I've seen him before. I've been in that club many times. There's a band that plays before him called the Family Rose Singers, and they're every Monday night as well. They have a residency there. And he slipped that CD into my hand. And the irony, not the irony, but the unique thing about him is he's blind. So, and I believe his keyboard player is too. So I couldn't catch who was singing backup with him there. I searched everywhere, couldn't find it. So if you enjoyed that, check out Matt Arthur from his 2018 album, On the Edge, at the bottom. It's a great little club, too, if you're ever back there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We start off the set with All I Think About Now from the Pixies, off their sixth studio album released in 2016 called Head Carrier. It's featuring Paz Lechitin on vocals and bass. She was singing that song. She's the current bassist for the Pixies. She took over the reins from Kim Deal, who was a founding member of the Pixies and on bass with the Pixies, played bass with the Pixies. Paz was also in a band called Silver Jews, which is what we heard next with Random Rules from the Silver Jews from their 1998 album American Water. With the vocal stylings and wordsmithing of the great David Berman, who was, of course, in the band Purple Mountains, and unfortunately and sadly and tragically took his own life in 2019. And then we heard from Vic Chestnut. We were out in Athens, Georgia, with his song Little Man from the 2017 album Chow, My Shining Star, the songs of Mark McCulhey, who was the front man for the New Haven, Connecticut bass band Miracle Legion. And that double album is actually unbelievable. It's a bunch of covers from Miracle Legion, and it's a double album, and it with performances from Tom York, Dinosaur Jr., Frank Black from the Pixies, Frank Turner as well as a host of others. And that's the set. Hey, yesterday was Record Store Day. Did you guys get out there and check it out? I did not make it, unfortunately. I still have albums from the last Record Store Day that I did not open up, so decided that I would listen to those before I buy any more albums. All right, going to move around a little bit right now. There's a new album coming out from Nation of Language. I'm a huge fan of theirs. Maybe you are too. And this is a little preview of their release that's coming out this September. So let's check it out together right now. On your radio, Valencia.fm, I'm Sully, and the show is Sufficient Grounds. Cheers, everybody.
Sensational song.
Love that song. Gets me going every time. That was Future Islands with Seasons Waiting on You off their breakthrough 2014 album Singles. I've played that in one of the early Sufficient Ground shows back in the day. You should get a chance to do a search for Future Islands on the David Letterman show. And you'll see an elderly man, an older man at least, get excited about that song and that performance there. It's quite a good one, so check it out. Future Islands Seasons on David Letterman. And we started off the set with Soul Obsession. It's a new one from Nation of Language. It's a new album coming out there in the fall called Strange Discipline. So check that one out. And then we went into Colossal Waste of Light off the 2023 album of the same name from the band Eyelids. You ever heard of that group before? Well, it's a super group is what you'd call it. Members of the Decemberists, guided by voices and others. The album was produced by REM's Peter Buck, as a matter of fact. And the Eyelids just played a show here in the East Bay at the Ivy Room there in Albany. And apparently Peter Buck showed up for that. It was around the corner at a record store there, a local one, really cool one, place called Strictly Vinyl. I think that was Friday, just ahead of Record Store Day. And then we heard from Kamikaze Mushroom Palace by Kina Lu off their 2019 album, Lotus Gate. And that gets us up to caught up here. This is the part of the show where I start running out of voice steam here. I didn't get any coffee this morning. As you've heard me lament in the past, there's no coffee shops really within a quick walk distance around here. So, and I didn't bring my water in today. And the other thing I was thinking about, I don't have a working record player right now. I have two record players at my house, and neither one of them is functional. One plays too slow, and the other one doesn't work at all. So it's another reason maybe why I didn't go record shopping on Saturday. Also, a shout out to William Shakespeare. Happy birthday this Tuesday. Hope it's a good one. Thank you, Drama Doc, up there in Portlandia. And a big fan of the show, too. Appreciate you listening. Do you like Danzig? You know, Danzig is in this heavy metal band, Glenn Danzig. Well, he put an album out in 2020, probably like peak pandemic. Well, it was, obviously. And it was a collection of songs, covers from Elvis Presley. So let's listen to one right now. Let's listen to some Danzig right now on your Radio Valencia. Cheers, everybody.
One night with you. Just call my name, and I'll be right by your side. I want your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide. Now I know that life without
so many faces, trying to find where I belong. I've been so many places, I can see the traces.
It's not your reputation I'm trying to besmirch. I'm here undercover, I'm writing this screenplay. Will I be my inspiration? It's beyond my control. So it's my soul
and a new expression
that you'd like to console. There's a hand that lingers a little too long. There are lies you will hear that they say
right now, right here in this song.
If the lens was to focus on his magnum opus, he's a one-hit wonder kid. And he says action, and that's a take. You are my most beautiful mistake. He made a portrait of her face out of burnt out matches, she said. The trouble is sunshine, I know what the catch is. You'll offer me nothing, you'll offer me riches.
I've seen your kind before in courtroom sketches.
From a booth in the corner, from a different perspective, where a man plays the fool or a private detective. He wrote a name out in sugar on a formica counter. You could be the game that captures the hunter. Then he went out for cigarettes as the soundtrack played the Marvelettes. The script, check the continuity. You will be up on that screen for eternity. The bellboy will spin. That look, that's it. Take a little pill and you will get over it. The light will hit you if you drop that hint. Now cut and print. And the camera walks us through into a lonely room. And he says action, and there's a take. You are my most beautiful mistake. She left a tip in the jar and a note at the door. It said, I'm going away, I won't be back anymore. If the call should come later to commute my sentence,
that's a little take
from my repentance.
That's a little take
from my repentance.
That's a little take
from my repentance.
That was Elvis Costello with his song My Most Beautiful Mistake, which is featuring Nicole Atkins singing along with him there. And that was off of his 2022 album, The Boy Named If, and that was live at Memphis Magnetic. And Memphis Magnetic is a recording studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's housed in the same building as Sun Studios. Was opened by rock and roll pioneer back in the 1950s, Sam Phillips, where a number of great artists got their start, including Johnny Cash, Elvis Costello, Carl Perkins, Roy Orbison. The list goes on. She did a little tour back in the day there at the Sun Studios. It's quite nice. Small place, but they put on a great tour, so check that out if you're back there. And we started off the set with an Elvis Presley song by Glenn Danzig off his 2020 album, Danzig Sings Elvis, and that song was One Night. And then we heard some metal. I had to play some metal, folks. I had to play the metal just to keep Glenn Danzig honest there. And we heard Sunken City from Nashville, Tennessee band Howling Giant. and that album just came out, and they're on tour right now. Or so you check them out. They're going to be in your area, but they'll be here in the Bay Area May 16th, playing at the Great American Music Hall. I'm going to check them out. And then we heard the song "I Belong to the Wind" off the album of the same name by the band Shane. So check this out. This album came out from Forager Records. It's their debut release, and it features a selection of songs of rare 45s from the 70s. And it's a compilation of 10 songs from 10 different acts with an indelible story of love, loss, loneliness, and unrelenting desire to shed the confines of routine existence. Who doesn't want to do that?